This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. Good morning, I'm Megan Lynch. And as we wrap up Total Information AM, we're joined by travel writer Bill Cleveland. He spent a month in Virginia today. He's back with us with a look at Washington, D.C. Bill, good to talk to you.
Hello, Megan. Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. Now, I actually have a trip to D.C. planned in the spring, and I'm excited to hear that there might be some free things to experience in Washington, D.C.
Are you going to see the cherry blossoms or your any other plans?
You know, apparently it's a school trip. So
you'll be there with 5 million other children running around.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah. Great time, huh?
Well, you know, here's the thing. You're never going to avoid the field trip stuff in Washington, D.C., which that's nice that there's so many free things for kids and families to do. And yes, you're going to run into the field trips. But I was in D.C. I hadn't been in about, 10, 11 years and decided to, when I was in Virginia, to take 4 or 5 days and just spend some time in Washington, D.C. And you mentioned free stuff. So many free museums for folks who have never been to Washington, D.C. Museums and, of course, the monuments. Some of the ones that I would absolutely recommend that you do, of course, you've often heard about the Smithsonian. I'm always sort of tickled when people come to me and they'll talk about, I want to go to the Smithsonian. And they think it's one big museum. It's not one museum. The Smithsonian is a series of close to 20 different museums spread out all around the nation's capital. And so one of my favorites, of course, is the American History Museum. And you go in there and they have all sorts of things related to history of the United States. But probably my favorite part of that museum, and Megan, you'll want to make sure you go here, it's all on pop culture. So you go in and you'll see some of Jim Henson's Muppets. You'll see the ruby red slippers from The Wizard of Oz. This last time that I was there, they even had, Bill Nye the Science Guy's outfit. I mean, just tons of random things from movies and television and music that are one of a kind that are there in the American History Museum. So you got to check that out. Of course, if it's a first-time visit to Washington, D.C., I would always suggest going to the National Archives. That's another freebie. And a lot of these, I should mention, especially if you're going during busy times, you do need a ticket. They are generally free, but you need to pick a time, timed entry to some of these places. The National Archives is one of those. But you'll go in there and you'll get to see the Declaration of Independence. You'll see the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're in this really cool rotunda. Where you can go in and you can see those things and a lot of other stuff as well. Tons of free museums, though. I mean, my gosh, you have the National Portrait Gallery, which is really neat to see some of the, paintings of the president. Every president has an official portrait. So they have those all over the portrait gallery. The Kennedy Center, a lot of people just know that from the once a year, the annual TV show you see where they're doing the awards. But there's a museum there and you can explore the campus and see all kinds of cool stuff. So tons and tons of museums, tons of monuments as well. If you're going for the first time, you'll want to make sure you go through the National Mall. That's, of course, where the Lincoln Memorial is. But there's so many other memorials and monuments all around that area. Make sure not to miss. I just put a story up at BillOnTheRoad.com last night for folks who might want to check it out. My favorite is actually the Jefferson Memorial. So it's about a mile walk away from the Lincoln Memorial. But on the way, you'll see all kinds of really cool monuments. There's one for FDR. There's one for Martin Luther King Jr. One for Eleanor Roosevelt. The World War II Memorial and Monument are there. So tons of stuff to do. Tons of free things to do. I love Washington, D.C.
Is the White House open for tours?
The White House is open for tours and a couple of cool things. So there's a brand new experience that just opened up in Washington, D.C. I mean, a month ago. When I was there, it only been open for like 3 days. But it's the White House experience. And so you can actually, if you're not able to get tickets to go into the White House or tour tickets, literally like, you know, 20 yards from the White House is this really cool museum. And you go through and there's an Oval Office replica and there's all sorts of really neat exhibits that show how, you know, a president, the transition works to where one president's moving in and one's moving out. And they kind of go through all of these things that you may not have thought about. But to go into the actual White House, there's two ways to do that. There's a new way the White House has on their website. You can try to book a tour. You can do that. That's a new thing. The more traditional way that's been the way typically you do it is you go through your senator. So if you're in Illinois, find your senator. If you're in Missouri, find the senator online. You go to their website, send them an email, or give them a call, and they'll try to arrange a ticket for you. And the tours are actually a little bit new. Under the Biden administration, they've changed the tours a little bit, so you get to see a few more rooms. Basically, you're just in the east wing of the White House, so it's not a really long tour. It's self-guided. You walk through, you get to poke your head into, like, you know, the red room, and you'll see the dining state dining room, and you'll see the east wing there where they do a lot of the press conferences and events that you've seen on TV. And then you basically walk right out of the south portico of the White House. So not a long tour, but still pretty neat to be able to say you've been in the White House.
Bill, where can our listeners find you if they want to see your blog and see more of your travels?
Yep, you can always go to billontheroad.com. Have lots of great stories on there, including the one I just mentioned on Washington, D.C., or, of course, Facebook is Bill on the Road. Just look up Bill on the Road on Facebook, and you can follow my travels in real time.
Bill, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to
you. You as well. That is travel writer Bill Clevin. Again, that's billontheroad.com.